الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger in the seal of all the prophets. A Muslim, he must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The work of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I assure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. In this lecture concerning women of Jannah, I would like to make a small introduction first, because sometimes some people, when they hear this title, they don't know what we're talking about. Are we talking about the people, the women who are in Jannah, or the women who's going to go to Jannah, and if there is a special act that the Muslim woman has to do to be from the dwellers of Jannah? I would like to make clear that in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order something, this order applies to men as well as women. Only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it specific to be for women. As example, about a woman could not be making salah during the time of her menses, neither she can fast. But other than this, if the Islam did not in Quran or Hadith make specific ruling for the women, so the verse and the Hadith will apply to men and women. I hope this understood, inshallah. As a result of this, we understand that the salah, the prayer of a Muslim woman, is exactly like the prayer of a Muslim man in the positions, in everything. And in maybe in some school of thought, it teaches you how a woman is supposed to pray different from a man, but this is not correct. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the meaning is, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray like you saw me praying. But he didn't make any indication the prayer of a woman would be different from the man. As a result of this, all action and all movements of the prayer for a woman would be exactly similar to a man. Now, talking about women of Jannah, first of all, what is Jannah? Jannah is supposed to be the place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the muttaqeen, which is a condition for anybody to enter Jannah. He or she has to be a believer, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbid Jannah for the disbeliever. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saying in the hadith what the meaning is, والله لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا ألا أدلكم على شيء إن فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in the hadith, which is the meaning is, you are not going to enter Jannah unless you believe. And you are not going to believe until you love one another. Should I inform you about something, if you do it, you will love another, one another, spread the greeting of As-Salam. So this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us that Jannah is only for the believer. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The convene with one another or hasten towards forgiveness from your Lord and Jannah, which is the width of it is equal to the heaven and the earth. It can prepare for the muttaqeen, for the muttaqeen. And this is, can be the highest quality that the believer can obtain. So the Jannah is only for the Muslim, for the believer, for the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared it already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Jannah. So what is Jannah? When we're talking about Jannah, we're talking about the place which Allah has created and Allah has prepared it to be a reward to bless those who have worked hard in this life and those who have believed and did a good righteous deed. So Allah made a preparation for them with something called Jannah. The Jannah is beyond our imagination. Jannah is beyond our imagination. In the Quran, we hear a lot about description of Jannah. The fruit in Jannah, the water, the rivers from milk, the rivers from wine, all the things. As Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, is telling us that there is no difference, there is no anything compared between what in the dunya and what in the akhirah except the name. But the qualities is totally different. So whenever you hear something in Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say there is rivers from milk, so you're familiar with the milk which you go and you get it from the grocery store. But this is the name, similarity in the name. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That they will have a similarity between what they familiar with in this dunya and what they will see in the akhirah. But in actuality, it's going to be maybe only the name or maybe the way how the things look. But the difference, the taste, the enjoyment is totally different from what we're familiar in this life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about Jannah, that in Jannah, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. That in Jannah, what no eye has seen before, no eye has seen before, no ear had heard before, no human being can imagine. So doesn't matter how much we go to describe Jannah, we are not going to be able to really describe Jannah. But we always beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the dwellers of Jannah. As I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared Jannah for the muttaqeen. Muttaqeen are those ones who ward of evil, those ones who stay away from the haram, stay away from the doubtful things, and they try to have a partition or having a shield between them and Allah's punishment. And the taqwa of Allah is something which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk about it a lot, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he found something like fasting as example is been prescribed for us so we can achieve taqwa. Taqwa is the highest quality beyond Islam and Iman and what you may call it ihsan, what you may call it ihsan, which is a person to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he sees him. But if you could not come to realization that you worship Allah as if you see him, be aware that Allah sees you, he's looking at you, he's watching over you, so you're going to have the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah, the conscience of Allah at all times. So, some of the verses in the Quran as examples that we just mentioned concerning description of Jannah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is the word of Jannah. So can you imagine how big Jannah? And as we understand, the length is shorter than, the width is shorter than the length. So Allah says that Jannah, the width of it, okay, if you measure something, so it has a length and width. So the Jannah is so big that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the width of it is equal to the heaven and the earth. Subhanallah. And you can imagine, we did not even know how big the earth, we don't know how big is the earth, and how big is the heavens. And when we say heaven, we mean the sky. So can you imagine if you put the earth and the skies, all of them, you stretch them flat and put them beside each other, this is not even equal to the size of Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believer. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in describing Jannah, saying, hadith which is reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him. خلق الله الجنة. لما خلق الله الجنة قال لجبريل عليه السلام اذهب فانظر إليها. فذهب فنظر إليها ثم جاء فقال أي رب وعزتك لا يسمع بها أحد إلا دخلها ثم حفها بالمكاره ثم قال يا جبريل اذهب فانظر إليها. فذهب فنظر إليها ثم جاء فقال أي رب وعزتك لقد خشيت ألا يدخلها أحد. This hadith, which is the collection of Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angel Gabriel, go and take a look. Go and see how good Jannah is. So the angel Gabriel alayhi salam, he went and talked to them, look to Jannah. And then after this he came back and said, oh Allah, I swear by your honor, no one will hear about Jannah except he will enter it. Okay? Whenever somebody hear about the good things, the beautiful things, the enjoyment of Jannah, he will go to Jannah. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he surrounded Jannah with makarih, hardship, difficulty, dislike. Okay? And after this, he said to Jibreel, go Jibreel and take a look to Jannah. When Jibreel went this time to look to Jannah and he saw all the things like a fence surrounding Jannah, he said, oh Allah, I'm scared that no one will make it to Jannah. What does this mean? That means, it's so easy we claim Jannah and we claim taqwa and iman and ihsan and that we want to go to Jannah. But the way to Jannah, it needs sacrifice, it needs hardship, it needs a lot of difficulty, is a lot of difficulty surrounding Jannah. And one of them, as example, what we were talking today, for those who heard the registration about a woman to be obedient to her husband, which is not an easy job. This only one thing, you understand, is your way to Jannah, to be obedient to your husband. But you know, we see, we hear about many divorces, and basically because a woman could not be patient, could not take it anymore, and say, this is too much for me. So going to Jannah is not like eating a piece of cake. Going to Jannah, it needs a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hardship, and believe it or not, it maybe even is going to be sometimes some tears and some crying. So when Jibreel went and saw all this difficulty, this is haram, don't do this and don't do that, you have to be patient, you have to be content with the little bit you got, you have to do this, you have to raise your children as Muslims. He said, oh Allah, I'm scared that no one will be able to enter Jannah. Why? Because it's going to require a lot of sacrifice and a lot of hardship and a lot of patience for you to be the dwellers, among the dwellers of Jannah. فلما خلق الله النار قال يا جبريل اذهب فانظر اليها فذهب فنظر اليها ثم جاء فقال اي ربي وعزتك لا يسمع بها احد فيدخلها. Now Allah, when he created hellfire, Allah called the angel Gabriel and said, oh Gabriel, go and take a look to hellfire. The angel Gabriel, when he went and he took the hellfire, so, and how serious and how burning and how the heat of hellfire, he said, oh Allah, I swear by your honor, no one will hear about hellfire and will go to hellfire. It's so scary, it's so terrible, fearful. Who's going to know about hellfire and go to hellfire? But look, so after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded hellfire with shahawat, with desires, with love. Okay? And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Jibreel, اذهب فانظر إليها فذهب فنظر إليها ثم قال أي رب وعزتك لقد خشيت ألا يبقى أحد إلا دخلها. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded hellfire with desires, with haram things, riba, usury, khamr, wine, women, adultery, fornication, all the things that is haram. And after this, he said to Jibreel, go and take a look to hellfire. Go and take a look to hellfire. Now when Jibreel saw it, he said, oh Allah, I'm scared that no one will be remaining except will go to hellfire. Because like he said, is a honey there. And the honey catch all the flies. Okay? When you have some honey, it catch all the flies. So, harm things, the adultery, fornication, women, boyfriend, girlfriend,